Now, friends, I'm going to read the 8th verse. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Now, that, I think, we need to recognize is the source of all sin. He is the one that's responsible for it being brought into the world today. He's the one that led our first parents. The reason that you and I today have a sinful nature is because of the devil. Now, he that committed sin is of the devil. You're a child of the devil. You remember the Lord Jesus said to the religious rulers in his day, ye are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. The interesting thing is we take after our father. And if your father's the devil, then may I say you're going to act like him. And if your father is our heavenly father, then you have that nature and you're going to act like him. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. That is, he started out sinning, he's been at it ever since. He's in rebellion against God. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ died for the sin of the world. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And that is the penalty of sin. When you've trusted Christ, your sins are behind you. You're saved in him. They'll never be brought up as far as your salvation is concerned. You've trusted him. But we are told that he not only takes away our sin, but that he also was manifested to take away our sins, plural. And he was without sin. He had no sin nature. He was wholly harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. But he was a human being. And he died as our sin offering. Now that paid the penalty. But he was manifested also, we are told here, to take away our sins. And actually, our is not in the better manuscripts. It's to take away sins. Take away sins of believers, all believers. In other words, to make it possible for you to live a Christian life. Now that brings me to the subject of this section. Every believer has two natures. That's what Paul's talking about in the 7th of Romans. Paul says, what I would not do, that new nature I've got, I do it. The old nature has been in control so long, he goes ahead. Now Paul says, what I would do, that is the new nature, I don't do it. The old nature drags his feet. He's not going to serve God. He is in rebellion against God. And we're told very definitely here in the 8th chapter of Romans, I read this again, the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. It's not until you are born again. And he goes on to say, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And there's no idea of condition here. He says, since the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now, let's be very clear about this today. We're talking about born-again believers. We're not talking about professing Christians. We're not talking about church members. We're not talking about those that have just been baptized and were baptized before they were saved. We're not talking about those that go through a ritual or belong to some system. We're talking now about those that have been born again. Will you notice what he says? That the Lord Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That is, make it possible for you to live for God.